sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Friday, December the 1st. We've now begun in December. We still don't have a tax bill. They were supposed to vote on it last night, but somehow we now have Bob Corker and some Republicans who have become deficit hawks. They seem to be have been at sleep of the wheel over the last 8 years of Barack Obama when the deficit grew $1 trillion per year. We went from actually more than that. It was $10 trillion that grew over Obama's 8 years. So that's about one and a quarter trillion every year. They didn't have a problem with that. But they're going to shut down any kind of tax reform because it's now being projected that the deficit is may grow $1 trillion over 10 years. We're going to talk about how absurd that is and what the real agenda behind that is and the chances for passing. Where is the tax bill today? We also have a stunner of a verdict in the Kate Steinle murder case. Yes, it was a murder. Whether it was an intentional murder, whether it was manslaughter, the individual who had been deported multiple times and said he was going to San Francisco because it was a sanctuary city. We're going to talk about that amazing verdict where they acquitted him of all charges, all intentional charges, all unintentional charges of murder, and just said, oh, he had a handgun that he shouldn't have had. This is amazing. And this was the case, remember, that began the high-profile immigration policy attack that President Trump had. Here's a guy who had been deported multiple times, half dozen times. He just keeps coming back into the country. That's why President Trump started saying, we've got to build a wall. And now they have underscored that even more so. We're also going to be joined today by Bill Binney, the former NSA global technical head. He has been attacked recently by NBC News saying, this guy is peddling a conspiracy theory that the NSA is doing dragnet surveillance of the American people. what a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Not the ridiculous conspiracy theory that the Russians colluded with President Trump to get dirt on Hillary Clinton at the DNC. No, no, no. But that's really what triggered it. The fact that this summer, Bill Binney and others who offered concrete analysis of the files that were turned over and the second group of files that were released by Guccifer said, look at this. If you look at these files, the amount of time that it took for this to transfer over, I know from my technical experience that would not be possible to do that over the internet. So it had to have been some kind of an inside job, somebody getting the information and turning it over, which would match the information that we were given by Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, saying it was not a hack, it was not a state actor, it was an inside whistleblower who gave us that information. That seems to be what really got their hackles, because William Binney went to the CIA and talked to CIA Director Mike Pompeo about his belief that there was no way that this could have been hacked over the internet. That's what they must push back against. That's what they're really upset about. So they take the extraordinary step of accusing Bill Binney of being a conspiracy theorist because he talks about the NSA doing dragnet surveillance on people. That is an established fact, folks. That is something that Bill Binney and other whistleblowers at the NSA told us back in 2001 after September 11th. They were blowing the whistle. Nobody listened to them until we actually saw the documents. We all actually saw the documents from Snowden. And still you have NBC. The people who had Matt Lauer in place, Matt Lyer, I guess we should start calling him, the guy who had been, along with his boss, had been at the center of releasing the tape on Donald Trump from Access Hollywood, you know, grab him by the whatever. That came from Matt Lyer and his boss at NBC. Always pushing those lies, always attacking people. It's not just the degenerates there, but it is also how they use it in politics. So we're going to be talking to Bill Binney today. It should be a very interesting interview. Stay with us. We'll be right back with news.
Thank you.
from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Friday, December the 1st, 2017. Top two stories today, and we're going to go into them in depth, but first I want to give you an overview of the news. Kate Steinle, murder case, the illegal alien who had been deported multiple times, who went to San Francisco because it was a sanctuary city, has now been found guilty of, or innocent of all charges. Absolutely amazing. They were given a choice, the jury was, of convicting him of murder in various degrees, or even of manslaughter. So he's got this gun that he stole from a Bureau of Land Management car. The agent left it in the car, left the windows down, left the gun loaded. This guy steals it. And at the most charitable interpretation of events, you could say that he's playing with this gun that he stole after he had entered and been deported multiple times. He was about to be deported the sixth time, but San Francisco is a sanctuary city, and they would not turn him over to the federal authorities to deport him. And so as he's playing with his gun, the most charitable interpretation would be that it went off accidentally and killed Kate Steinle. But the jury wouldn't even go there. They simply convicted him for having possession of a gun illegally. Absolutely amazing. And President Trump tweeted on it, "A disgraceful verdict in the Kate Steinle case.